Turn with me, if you would, to 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1. We were in this chapter Wednesday night, and we looked at the last three verses, which say, verses 8 to 10, say, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. I enjoyed being in this chapter and reading through the chapter so much, I felt led to be in it this morning, both for this Bible study and for the message in just a moment. So for our Bible study, we're going to look at the first four verses this morning. All right, let's read those. Verse 1 says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Those are wonderful verses, aren't they? I've titled this Bible study, Our Fellowship. That's what he said in verse 3. Our fellowship, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. That's what I want us to look at this morning. What is our fellowship? Our fellowship. What causes us to have fellowship? The fact that we all attend this assembly means we desire to have fellowship with each other. We come here because we want to. We desire to have fellowship with each other. After this is over, Lord willing, we're all going to go down and have a fellowship lunch. And we're going to fellowship. We're going to fellowship together. Why are we going to do that? Why do we desire to fellowship with each other? What is our fellowship? Is it new buildings? Do we all want to be here because we're in a new building? I don't think so. I really don't think so. Our fellowship was just fine in the old building, wasn't it? Is it good cooking? Do we choose to come here because everybody here is a good cook? And everybody here is a good cook. I mean, I can say that with honesty. But I don't really think that's the reason. I really don't. Is it geographical location? We all come here because this is the closest church building to our house. I really don't think so. I honestly don't. I'm pretty sure there are some buildings between Abingdon and here. I'm sure you pass at least two or three buildings between Irwin and here. I'm sure you do. None of those things are the reason for our fellowship. None of those things. All right, what is? What is the reason for our fellowship? When you look up the English words here, our Bible's in English, and when you look up the English words in a concordance, it gives you the original Greek definition and translation of each word. And do you know what the very first word in verse 1 translates? Him. Who. The one. That's what it translates. He. Verse 1 says, He. Him. Who. The one. That was from the beginning. He's our fellowship, isn't he? He is our fellowship. He is. He is. Who are we talking about? Who was from the beginning? God was. God was. In the beginning, God. God is our fellowship. And we need to take that a step further because everybody claims God. You just say God. Well, everybody claims God. It seems, though, that everybody has a different God, doesn't it? Which evidences the fact that man naturally doesn't know God. There's only one God. So to take it a step further, who is God? Who is our God? Verse 1 says, That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the Word of life. Who is that? Who is the Word of life? That's Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, to just enter into His name. The Lord Jesus Christ. The sovereign Jesus Christ. The word Lord means sovereign. That's what it means. Sovereign. What that means is the God, Jesus Christ. The God, Jesus Christ. He is our fellowship. We have a glorious, happy fellowship around the fact that Jesus Christ is our God. He's our God. He's our God. He is not our co-pilot. And anybody who says that, I can't have fellowship with that person. I cannot have any fellowship with that person. He's not our co-pilot. He's not our co-worker. He's not our co-anything. He's our Lord. And He's our God, my Lord and my God. I think I can have fellowship with Thomas. My Lord and my God. Right there on that ground, we have fellowship. Turn over to John chapter 10. John chapter 10, verse 30, this is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking, and He said, I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone Him. Jesus answered them, Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? Now watch verse 33. The Jews answered Him, saying, For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. They hated Him for that. They hated Him for that. But that very thing is our fellowship. That's our fellowship. That man is God. You say, well, what about the Father? He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. God, that's our fellowship. God, man, mediator in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's our fellowship. Look with me at Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20. Look at this closely. This is wonderful. Acts 20, verse 28. It says, take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God. God, capital G, God, to feed the church of God. It goes on to say, which he, speaking of God, hath purchased with his own blood. Which he hath purchased with his own blood. Do we see what that's saying? It's saying God, the God Almighty, purchased us with his own blood. Who purchased us? Well, Jesus Christ shed his blood, right? Yes, God. God purchased us with his own blood. That's our fellowship. That's our fellowship. Who is God? Jesus Christ. What is Jesus Christ? He's God, the sovereign God, who purchased us with his own blood. And purchased is past tense. Purchased. Purchased, paid, done. Don't turn to this, but 2 Corinthians 5, verse 19 says, God was in Christ, Father, Son, and Spirit. All the fullness of the Godhead was in that man, in that person. God was in Christ reconciling the world, his chosen people, out of this sinful world to himself. And that's our fellowship. Turn with me over to Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4, verse 1, it says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Verse 4 says, there is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One hope. One hope. And that one hope is the accomplished work of our God-man mediator, Jesus Christ. That's our hope. What's your hope? What's your hope of glory? What's your hope of entering into heaven? Well, it's because I finally stopped being the kind of person I was being. That's not my hope. I can go right back to that tomorrow. There's no hope in that. It's because of that. There's no hope in any of that. What's our hope? It's in the accomplished work of Christ our Savior. It's not in because of what I did or what I have done or what I plan on doing. It's in what he did. Everything that he did. Jesus Christ. He is our hope. Verse 5 says, he is our Lord. There's one Lord. There is one faith. You know, people talk about, you have your faith, I have my faith. You believe this, I believe that. There's only one faith. Our one faith is looking and trusting in the fact that we've been immersed into him. We must be in Christ. We don't want to leave this world outside of Christ. We don't. We got to be in Christ. What's our hope? That we're in Christ. That's our baptism. Yeah, we bought a pool, sure. We confess openly before everybody what the Spirit has done for us, but being immersed into Him, that's our baptism. The Holy Spirit laying hold of sinners and plunging them and washing them in the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 5 says, there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism. It's Christ. Us in Him. Our life is in Him. In Him we live and move and have our being. Verse 6 says, one God. There's one God. And Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. That's our fellowship. Go with me back to 1 John 1. First John 1, verse 1 says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. The apostles said, we heard Him. We heard His voice with our own two ears. We heard Him. I can't wait to hear Him with these ears. Job said, I know with these eyes I'm going to see Him. The apostles said, we have seen Him. We have seen Him with our eyes. And they said, we have been given faith to look upon Him. You know, many people, and this is important, many people in His day saw Him and never looked upon Him. Many people saw Him, but they never looked on Him. And that's the case today. Many people see Him, know of Him, but they're not given faith to look upon Him. Lord, increase our faith. I believe, help my unbelief. Give me faith to look upon Him, to see Him, to be my all, my only hope before God. They said, we saw Him. We were given faith to look upon Him, and we laid hold of Him. Our hands touched Him. Not only before His death, but thank God after His resurrection. They said, we touched Him after His resurrection. Thomas said, I touched the nail prints in His hand. Can you, looking forward to that at all? I touched that spear wound in His side. I touched it. We touched Him. And they said, we're telling you from an eyewitness experience, He is the Word of life. To whom else shall we go? You have the words of life. You are life. Life is in one place. Him. He is the Word of life. Verse 2, they said, for the life was manifested in a dead, dark world. The life was manifested, and we have seen. The word it is in italics. It was added by the translators. We've seen. And bear witness and show unto you that eternal life. He, whom, Him, that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen, Him, which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. What they're saying is, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. Not God's helper. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, no sin, perfect, well-pleased, seen of angels before His death, after His resurrection. Those angels watched Him walk right out of that tomb. Preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. That's our fellowship. Truly, our fellowship is with God the Father and God the Son by way of God the Spirit, revealing it to us. In John 17, the Lord said, Father, I will that they be one with us. Isn't that amazing? I will. My desire is that they be one with us. The Father in Christ, us in Christ. Christ in the Father, Christ in us. One. That's our fellowship. And that right there is a very happy fellowship. You know, if our fellowship, this is the honest truth, if our fellowship was based on all of us trying together to accomplish the demands of the law, if this was our fellowship, we're all trying together to accomplish the demands of this law, trying to live a life in this flesh, in this sinful, wicked flesh, that God would look at and say, I'm well pleased with that. I'm satisfied with that. If our fellowship was based on the bondage of our own works, whoever is under the bondage of works is under the curse, and trying to satisfy God based on our own merits is a bondage that'll never be fulfilled, we'll never come out from under it. And if our fellowship was based on that bondage of us trying to work our way to heaven and be good and be righteous on our own, self-righteous, then we would have a pretty sad and miserable fellowship. But because our fellowship is based on the finished, this makes me happy to say this, the finished, complete, restful, peaceful, accomplished work of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Because our fellowship is peace with God in Him, in Christ, in what Christ came here and did for His people, you have peace with God. Because that's our fellowship, we have a happy, joyful fellowship. It's so happy. Just so happy. Verse 4 says, and these things write we unto you that your joy may be full. He said, we're reminding you of this fellowship so that your joy can be full. Just so full. Psalm 133 says, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. That means one. Brethren, just dwelling together in one, Christ. He is our fellowship. He's our fellowship. Let me just close with this. Go with me to Psalm 103. This is just a wonderful word to close on. And let's see if we can all say this together in fellowship. Psalm 103, verse 1, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, So far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Can we all say that? I believe we can. That's our fellowship. All right, you're dismissed.